Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Maya White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more.
What's up, my beautiful humans? I am so excited that you're here. I have had, with this podcast transition, had some bumps and bruises and all that wrapped in one. But I'm so grateful that every single one of you are here. So grateful that you have stuck it out with me. I know that the Your Life Matters community is so big, so prevalent, and you guys want the best of the best. And I'm just grateful that you guys are like, hey, Mariah, let's wait until you get this situated and let's just pick it back up. So I am grateful that I have transitioned to an incredible platform to host my podcast, to be able to share with you guys exactly what you need. My goal of this podcast is to give you tangible things that you can implement into your life so that you literally can live the best life possible. So as we go into today's episode, I really want you to understand that I'm going to be giving some big gut checks. I'm going to be giving some hard truths. I'm also going to be giving you some tough love and appreciation in Mariah's true style, right? So the whole goal of that is a lot of us, and I'm going to include myself, a lot of us struggle with making a very simple, complete sentence. And that complete sentence is no. Period. That's it. No in itself is a complete sentence. And I want you to understand that you should not feel guilty for using that sentence in any capacity of life. So a lot of people have been recently kind of going on a tangent or a soapbox or whatever you want to say in terms of living a free life and living a life with freedom and potential and possibility and all of these things. And everybody has sort of kind of made it very apparent that the only way that you can do that effectively and to their thought process is by doing one simple thing. And that is working from home in any capacity, working a business in any capacity, but to do that without having a quote unquote 9-to-5. And my answer to that is no, it's not true. And I'm going to stop that right now because a lot of people think that you can't effectively run a business or you can't effectively start a six-figure earning business, or you can't have a potentially seven-figure earning business without truly giving all hours of the day to this one thing. And my answer is no, because a lot of people feel like they can't ask for time off. They have to ask permission. They have to do X, Y, and Z. And let me tell you, I am an Enneagram 8. And if any of you know what that means that I do not understand the world's problem surrounding no or asking permission. And I go into that of me and my great friend, Allie. We were sitting and having a conversation and we were talking about compensation and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, no, ask. The worst that they can say is what? The full sentence, no. But if you don't know, if you don't ask, you don't know. So the way that I go about anything is I look inward and figure out, is this aligned with what I want to do? So if I kind of dissect what I'm saying, for me, I don't believe that you can or you have to do one thing in order to be successful. I say no to that. I don't believe that in order for me to be quote unquote a good mom, I have to be a stay-at-home mom. No, I don't believe that. I also don't believe that I have to stay stagnant in working in only one capacity of a business in order to have a thriving business. I truly believe that I have been able to run a successful six-figure income business because I wear multiple hats, because I choose to do multiple things, because I'm willing to say a sentence that others don't feel comfortable saying. And that sentence is no. So if I sit there and somebody asks me to, you know, do a mentorship call, it doesn't align. Yes, no. Okay, no. Yes, great. I do it. I'm asked to do X, Y, and Z. Does it align? No. Most of the time, Sundays are reserved for my family. Am I going to do X, Y, and Z with a bunch of people? No, that's reserved for family. If it's aligned with my goals, I'll do it. So what I want you to get out of today's podcast is to become comfortable using that sentence. And I want you to also feel comfortable embracing the fact that you can ask questions, being comfortable receiving that sentence. Because a lot of times people are saying, you can't run a successful business if you work a 9-to-5. Well, what if you love your 9-to-5? I love being a doc NP. And no, I don't feel held back. Today is Monday. And guess what? I'm sitting in my office. I'm sitting in my beautiful home. I'm burning some incense. I'm looking at my dog, True. I'm enjoying the scenery of the beautiful backyard that this business paid for. And I'm sitting here saying, I don't feel bad for not being at work because I needed a break from work. And I didn't feel bad asking to be off, knowing that the only answer that could potentially change the trajectory of where I was going was her to say no. And I don't understand this complex of, well, I don't want to ask anybody for time off. Okay, do you feel better? Do you feel better by saying this powerful statement of, I love being able to not ask anybody for time? Okay. The reason why you feel like that is because you feel uncomfortable asking the hard question. You're kind of internally being like, oh, yeah. The reason why many people say, well, I want to work for myself because I don't want to have to anybody for ask for time off. It's not because you don't want to ask for time off. It's because you feel obligated. It's because you feel uncomfortable asking the question. There's never been a day where I sit there and don't ask the question. I might feel uncomfortable. Don't get me wrong. I felt uncomfortable. And don't get me wrong. I have a hard time just asking the question sometimes, but I 5-4-3-2-1. Mel Robbins says it the best. 5-4-3-2-1, ask the question. Can I have these days off? What's the worst that can happen? A complete sentence of no. And then at that point you say, what would my life look like if I didn't have to ask permission, and would it align with what I want? And if that is the answer, then go that route. I don't ever knock that. If you don't want to clock into a 9-to-5, great. But for those of you listeners always reaching out and saying, well, Mariah, I love my job. I don't want to stop doing it. I just don't like that I have to ask permission. I want you to ask yourself, is it that you don't like to ask for permission, or is it because you are uncomfortable? There's a difference. There's a difference between saying, I feel uncomfortable, and pushing through the uncomfortability to receive the answer that you know you're going to get. Because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I feel bad if I ask for time off, or I feel like I have to be here. You don't have to be anywhere, and you don't have to feel bad. You're choosing to. So a lot of times when I see, and some of my even dear friends, I've had these conversations and they're like, well, I want to work for myself so I don't have to ask for time off. And I ask them, what's the problem with asking for time off? Is it because it makes you uncomfortable, or is it because you're going to hear no? And a lot of them have to be like, no, I feel like they would give it to me if I asked. I just feel uncomfortable asking. Well, why? Well, I feel obligated, like I have to be here, and I feel bad. Well, why? It's your PTO. Why aren't you using it? Well, and they don't have an answer. You work in a state, in a normal 9-to-5, you work and you are allotted a certain percentage of days off in accordance to how hard you've been working. And yet when we get to a point where we're burned out, tired, overwhelmed, we then feel bad for asking the time off that we've earned. Please help me understand that. So no, it's not because the business and the opportunity to work from home. Guys, it's Monday, it's 10 o'clock, and I'm already sitting here being like, holy cow, I have 2 whole days off. What am I really going to do? Now I can fill my time, but I also understand that I am a better human because I work outside the home. I am a better human because I am able to be a good provider, but I also know that in the last quarter of my life, I have worked tirelessly and I'm exhausted. And in order to be a good mom, a good partner, and a good doc, NP, I have to be able to recharge. So I know that instead of work on these days off, I'm going to relax. Because truly, this week I was supposed to be in Riviera Maya. And guess what? I was not going to feel bad about that time off. So why am I going to feel bad instead of being in Riviera to be at my house? I'm not going to feel bad. Now that is something, and a piece of wisdom I want to impart to you. If you are working tirelessly and you're burning yourself out on burning the candle on both ends, it's time that you ask for that time off and not feel bad, because it is okay to say no and it is okay to receive no. And that is the problem. People get uncomfortable with those difficult conversations. Now, I know I'm a different breed. Not a lot of people are Enneagram 8s. Somebody who's willing to ask the hard questions or be difficult in certain situations. But I'm telling you right now that until you get comfortable asking for things that you want, you will never be able to run a thriving anything. And I say that with love. You want this dream life. You want to be a millionaire. You want to be a strong business owner. You want to be a top podcast. You want to create X, Y, and Z. Well, unless you get in the habit of asking for what you believe you deserve, saying no to things that don't serve you, and being able to receive the no back, you're never going to thrive. So if right now you're saying, Mariah, my candle is burning at both ends, I need a time off, go ask. If right now you're saying, well, Mariah, I am a business owner, but I love whatever I went to school for or whatever I do X, Y, and Z outside of what I currently do, but I've always been told that I have to be able to do this all the time instead of working a quote unquote 9-to-5. Well, guys, hello, it is 2021 and you don't always have to work a 9-to-5. You can work 4-10s, you can work 3-12s, you can work 2 days a week, you can work part-time, you can work quarter-time. There's so many options, but yet everybody's limiting yourself to working full-time or having a full-time business. And I'm telling you to think outside of the damn box. You can have it both ways. You can have your cake and you can eat it too. But the limitation is only set when you're limiting yourself. And it's because you aren't willing to have the difficult conversations and say and receive no and ask for what you deserve. When I go back to the conversation of compensation, a lot of people say, well, Mariah, why? Tell me why you're able to just say that. Because what is the worst they can say? No. But here is who I am. This is what I've worked hard for. And this is what I deserve. And can you match that? And we're going to negotiate about it. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to haggle. I don't want to push and pull. Well, if you continue to have that mindset, you're not going to continue to grow, because life is that way. And I say it with love. You are worthy. You are wanted. You are needed. And you deserve to fight and choose to ask for the things that you well receive and deserve. Go after it. Ask the difficult question. Choose to say the difficult sentence. If it doesn't align with your goals, it is okay to say no. If this is what you want, it is okay to go after it. I empower you to do that. Understand that no is a sentence. Received and given. My friends, this life, we only get one. And I want you to live the best life possible. I remember, I've been in this business going on 6 years. And I remember in the beginning feeling like I had to do this full time and give up the love that I have for taking care of kids. And for a period of time last year when I was at home, I convinced myself of that. And then I realized that a part of who I am was not being filled up. And Dr. Mariah White needed to go get full. And I sat here every single day realizing that I am not meant to be put in a box. So whether you put yourself in a box of working 9-to-5 and don't ever ask for what you want or outside of that, or you put yourself in a box saying, I'm going to run a business because I don't want to ask the difficult question, but really it's more of, you're too scared or worried or uncomfortable to ask the question, whatever side of the box you're on, I'm asking you to get outside of the box. Think about it from a perspective of your full life. Because at the end of the day, at the end of your life, you will have to analyze and answer, did you live the best life possible? And if many of you are like, no, because I don't know how to say no, or no, because I don't know how to ask for what I want, or no, I'm just convinced that everybody else around me is telling me the right thing. I remember that for 3 whole years, I allowed everybody else to convince me of doing my business and running my business the way that they ran theirs. And it doesn't serve me. I am Dr. Mariah White. I am a podcast owner. I am a creator. I am a forward-thinking human being. I am a mom of 2 beautiful girls. I am a partner to an amazing woman. And I am me. Now, I want you to say the same thing. I am, put your name. I am, this is what you do. I am a beautiful, forward-thinking human being. And I am me. If you own that at the end of your life, I promise you, you will say, I lived and I did and I knew I was destined for greatness and I lived out my entire purpose. That is what I want for you. So I know that this podcast probably ruffled some feathers, spiked a couple of things, made you feel a certain kind of way, but I want you to understand that along the way, you will be better for it. Along the way, you will overcome more. It is okay to understand that no is a complete sentence. It is okay to receive no. It is okay to ask for what you want. And it is okay to live the life that you were destined to live, my friend. You are more than enough. And remember, your life matters.
Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more.
What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. I am so excited that you're here. And I just cannot believe that as time continues to pass, we just get to every single week sit down, you and me, one-on-one, and just connect on so many incredible levels. I just really believe that you found this podcast for a reason. I really, truly believe that you're here for a reason. And I don't just mean listening to this podcast episode. I truly mean, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that you are here for a complete reason in this world, a complete reason in this life. And I want you to know that. I want you to own that. I want you to believe that more than anything in this world. And I want you to also know that I'm here. I'm here cheering you on in such a massive way that I need you to hear you matter in this life, in this world. And it is time for you to completely and totally own that. Now, guys, on a different level, I am so excited to share with you some massive news. I am so grateful to be able to share with you, but also so nervous. If I'm completely open and honest, I have been wanting to do this for a really long time. I kind of started it last year when the pandemic first hit, but that wasn't the time. And I believe that everything happens for a season and a reason. And today I am just so proud and honored and humbled to be able to tell you that it is official that I have launched my own separate business called Born to Shine. And that has been a business of mine for 2 years now, but just now has it become a come to realization, come to life moment. Because if you head over to borntoshinementorship.teachable.com, again, borntoshinementorship.teachable.com, you will find not one, not two, but three courses that I have put together for you to work with me one-on-one, whether you are working to rebuild your self-love, working to grow in leadership and mentorship and career growth, or if you are just like, Mariah, I want to know all things social media and figure out how to build my platform the way that you did, where I went from 500 followers to over 106,000 followers in less than 6 months. Now, I don't ever say that to brag or boast, but I do say that to give you some real life credibility that I know what I'm talking about, I know what I'm doing, and my job is to now help you be able to do that same thing. So again, if you are in the realm of Beachbody, if you are a coach yourself, if you're a business mentor, if you're an Instagram coach, if you are somebody who are just like, I want to work with Mariah, this is your opportunity. I really took it upon myself to make sure that I had a way for every single human being who connected with me to be able to work with me. And whether or not you are in the Beachbody realm or you are, this is your way to be able to do just that without any other further commitments outside of just working with me. And that brings me so much joy. So I wanted to share that with you. Again, that website was borntoshinementorship.teachable.com, and I'll even put it in the show notes for you so that you can check it out, because there are three individual courses as well as the opportunity to have one-on-one coaching sessions with me. Whatever is a good fit for you, I want you to leap, I want you to go for it, and I want you to know that I'm here for you. So, moving on. In the excitement and the realm of this episode, I really truly wanted to take my own life and put it in a podcast. I wanted to be able to give you the ability to say, Mariah really does practice what she preaches. And one of the things that I really need you to understand is you have to get into the arena. You have to get into the arena. And one of my favorite quotes by Theodore Roosevelt is the reason why I leaped 5.5 years ago. It's not the critic who counts. It's not the man or the woman who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Guys, can I tell you that every time I read that poem, every time I read that, I literally have chills and goosebumps throughout my entire body, because I know that if you are listening to this podcast right now, you are not the gray. You're either black or you're white, but you're not gray, and you hate gray because I hate gray. And what do I mean by that? You're like, Mariah, you're losing your mind. No, what do I mean by that? because I can't imagine being that cold or timid soul who has never won, but who also has never failed. I don't want to be the person that doesn't know any failures or any defeat and just constantly wins and wins and wins. You will not achieve greatness in this life unless you fail. It's that term that Denzel Washington always says in any great speech that he gives. You have to be willing to fail and fail forward, because the failure is what moves you. But the only way that you will ever fail or not succeed or even truly find victory is if you are willing to get into the arena. So my friends, I need to give you a quick just gut check. Are you sitting on the sidelines of your life right now? Are you sitting on the sidelines of your life being the critic that is literally haggling and cussing and just talking a whole lot of mess, but you're on the outside of your life looking in, criticizing and beating your opponents up? Or are you in the actual arena, on the actual field, willing to be marred? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to do the hard things? Are you willing to achieve the victory, knowing that it will come with failure, knowing that you will have to suffer defeat? Guys, in this life, I promise you that the most incredible things are on the other side of fear, but also too, the most incredible things on the other side of failure. Failing is probably the greatest achievement I've ever had, because from failure, you learn. From failure, you're able to grow and manifest this feeling of, okay, I've learned and now I'm growing and I'm now going to achieve greatness. Guys, when I sit and I look at just my life, the amount of failure I've obtained is astronomical. But the things that everyone else sees are my achievements. But it's because I was willing to get into the arena. So maybe you're looking and you're like, well, I have the job that I want. I have the house that I want. I have the kids. I have the family, yada, yada. But I'm asking you right now, what about your dream? What about the dream that keeps you up at night, the elephant on your chest? And I'll never forget, a couple years ago, the elephant on my chest that was waking me up was this podcast. This podcast kept waking me up. I knew that I had this inside me and I wouldn't rest until I did it. And I knew that there was a potential of failure. I knew there was a potential for me not to have a successful platform. I knew that there was a possibility that I wouldn't get anywhere, but I knew I had to try. And 3.5, going on 4 years later, I have ran a very successful podcast, one of the top in the United States, in Canada, in France, and I am proud of that. But I also understand that dreams continuously happen. And a recent dream of mine that wouldn't lay to rest, that was the elephant on my chest, were these mentorship courses. I knew that I had the ability to help amazing people. And I wanted to help people even within Beachbody who weren't on my team. And I realized I couldn't. I couldn't help them in the way that I knew they deserved to be helped. And then in part of that, people who were no longer or nowhere near the Beachbody realm, how could I help serve them? And this is where literally my Born to Shine mentorship program was birthed. I knew that I was capable. I knew that I wanted it, but I had to get into the arena. And in order to stand into the arena, in the stadium, on the field, and not on the bench or the sidelines, I had to be willing to know that I could possibly fail. And I also had to be willing to know that from that failure meant I was in the arena and I would have to continue to try. I would have to continue to show up day in and day out and show up for myself. Because guess what, guys? If you don't fight for your dreams, if you don't work at your dreams, no one else will go after your dreams as hard as you. They're your dreams. You have to fight for them. You have to go after them. You have to be willing to step into the arena and say, this is my mission. This is my goal. This is my dream. This is my life's work, and I am going to achieve it. Now, for those of you who have been on episode after episode after episode, you might recall that I had an episode called Get Into the Arena a couple years back. And it is more true today than it ever has been. And here's why. I have never in my life realized that I have known so many complacent, content human beings. I said to myself the other day, sometimes I just wish I was normal. And when I dissected that statement, I knew I didn't mean it, but I also knew that really, instead of the word normal, I meant I knew that I wish I had contentment. I wish I knew how to be complacent, but I just don't know how. I don't know how not to dream. I don't know how to not go after something. I don't know how to just sit down and only care about showing up at work, punching a clock, getting in, getting out, and being done. It's not in my line of work to be able to do so, but two, it's not in my DNA. And I realize that there are so many people surrounding me that do that because they are okay being complacent, that they are okay being content. But I don't want you to be that person. I don't want you to be that person, that human that I know, that listen to my podcast, that say, it's okay, complacency is normal, contentment is normal. There's a difference between being grateful and feeling blessed and being content and being complacent. No good things happen in complacency. No big dreams happen in contentment. You have to be willing to stand up and say, I am not okay. And I'm no longer going to act or be okay with not being okay. I am going to change. So right now in this moment, I need you to figure out what brings you joy, what lights your soul on fire, what is your dream, what is your goal, and that is what you need to get in the arena for. You deserve to be in the arena, on the court, in the stadium, not on the sidelines, not on the bench, but in your own life. If you aren't living your own life in the arena, you're not truly living. Whatever dream you have, know that you're good enough. Whatever wish or desire, just know that you can. Whatever belief that you want to achieve, just know that it's possible, because in the word itself, it says, I am possible. You are capable of such incredible things, my friend, and I need you to believe that. But more importantly, I need you to get in the freaking arena. I don't want you to wake up at the end of your life with could-haves, should-haves, or would-haves. I want you to wake up at the end of your life knowing that you tried the hardest, that you did the most, and that you lived out to be exactly who God called you to be. You are enough. You are wanted. You are needed. And you, my friend, are worth living and being in your life's arena.